riffing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
And welcome back, second hour. Go tell that long Matt Flynn Direct, liar. Pizza Box Mike filling in one more day. Rider. And of course, you're tuned into Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Ka-ka! The Shaw. And let's start the second hour with something special. Matt Rothschild's here. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mike.
Did you see any night crawlers on the road? I saw one.
Oh, I didn't see any night crawlers. I walk out the door, though, and the Cardinals are singing, the Robins are singing, then I'm driving down Midvale, my window down, Robins are singing there too.
Do you know what they were saying? We're in trouble.
Oh.
But they're, you know, they're like us. They look at the bright side of it as well. But I'm telling you, man, it just, I was so upset yesterday after I woke up from my nap, and then, you know, my best friend calls me, and I had to just, like, you know, I just let it all go. You know, I was acting like I wanted to. I hate the world. I hate everything on it. You know, I was just at the point where I did for a little while hate.
And did she talk you down?
Yeah, of course. She's like, you're not going to do any of that stuff. And I, yes, I am. Probably not. Okay. Yeah.
It's good.
No, that is good. And she calls me every day. And that's good because I keep telling her I can't come down there every week. But you can call me every day. So she calls me like 5 times a day. That's all right.
Hey, that's love.
What do you got for us today? What'd you think about the confirmation hearings?
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm watching
systemic racism on display.
Oh, it's just, it was, you know, white privilege, you know, to the nth degree there.
It was like watching, but you got the plantation owners at grilling her, you know. Did you get away from us?
Or the Three Stooges.
It was bad.
Ted Cruz.
Oh.
Cotton, Hawley. I mean, the whole thing, you know, and I watched hours of it yesterday afternoon, and it was just pathetic. This is what they're presenting.
The looks on her face, too, you know, you could tell she's just like, oh, I just want to kick the crap out of all these guys.
I think she broke a molar with her clenching her teeth there while they were. I would have.
Well, I know my veins have been popping through my head today. That doesn't happen all that often.
I mean, those guys, I mean, they're so racist. I mean, is this how they would, you know, treat anybody else except for a black woman up there? I mean, it was just racist and sexist and disgusting. And she's sitting there just being dignified. I mean, I got to give her credit for that. She's a super smart person and super qualified for this spot. So I'm glad she's going to get confirmed. But yeah, Ted Cruz with, you know, second just 2 to 5 year old books that he's holding up, blown up to
getting grilled by slavers and Nazis. Mm. Awesome. That's where they're the descendants of
an insurrectionist. Hawley, who was there on January 6th, giving people the, you know,
is he the one that's going to ride down there, lead the way in his wheelchair with his, you know, assault rifle? That's him, right?
No. Oh, that's Cawthorn.
Cawthorn, okay.
No.
You know what? It's hard to keep the baboons apart now.
Oh, it's crazy.
Nice Congress.
And Tom and Cotton. Cotton was very unpleasant. I can't believe that guy has a shot at getting to be president of the United States, but look who we had last time, so who knows? But, yeah, seeing Cotton and Cruz and Hawley going after or trying to go after this incredibly accomplished jurist was just pathetic.
Tom Cotton, he's still a little wet inside his ears. Get it? Q-tip in it. Who do we got on the line for us?
Mark from the SAC has given us a call.
Mark from the SAC. You couldn't call yesterday. Sorry.
Well, not a problem.
Did you try?
I tried. I tried.
I think CJ did too.
Yeah. And here's a few lines that didn't, and I'll change it and change the name. You know, Cheer up, Mike. You know what they say. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. And when you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this will help turn things out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. And you know what, that from the life of Brian, that, you know, that,
of course,
that we have to look on the bright side of life. You know, that we can't, you know, that I saw that yesterday. I go, you know, the tropes that are coming out now, I mean, we got a senator from that, is it Indiana, that is talking about, oh, we should repeal, they should roll back love versus, you know, Loving versus Virginia. And
yeah, get rid of intermarriage, Mike. I would like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's just and it's too late. It's so ironic with Clarence Thomas being married to a white woman. I mean, back in the bad old days, you got caught, a black man got caught with a white woman. He was decorating a tree. I mean it is just sad that this stuff is coming out again. And Marsha Blackburn, all these Republicans, define. Yeah, critical race theory. They can't do it. I mean, they're talking about this book's being registered on Georgetown's recommended reading list. Isn't Georgetown a law school for people who have already got their bachelor's degree and are working on their law degree? Isn't what Georgetown is known for? Georgetown Law School, is that what they're talking about? I mean, it is just the books they want to ban. I mean
Green eggs and ham. Get rid of that one. That's green ham, you're going to get sick. They should get rid of that.
I just can't wait to see Saturday Night Live. It's a parody of what happened yesterday.
And the point of green eggs and ham is at the end of it, he tried something different, and he actually liked it. I mean, the whole point of it is to get kids to try something different and different foods and stuff and like that. But these Republicans want to roll back to these old ideas, and they're calling up on fears that I thought had mostly been put behind us, but apparently not. They're going back to some kind of tribal identity that I just don't even want to recognize.
Well, Mark, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They're, dog whistling, barking, whatever you want to call it. They're appealing to, the most basic racist sentiments in the base of the Republican Party. And I'm just hoping there are enough sensible Republicans not to buy that, sensible independents to hear that for what it is, and that we can get to a better place in this country. But the backlash, the white lash after Obama, that Trump, uncorked, has just really been horrible.
I'm with Herschel Walker, man. Yeah. I don't believe in evolution because there's still monkeys. All right, thanks for calling. And I got no controls here on the screen. I can't even see you, Sam. So, if you get a call, just interrupt me. But
yeah, I mean, watching Ted Cruz would make anybody question evolution yesterday. I mean,
well, that's what I mean. They're proving that there is still a Cro-Magnon society, and the dumber you are, the more likely it is for you to get elected.
And it's not that he's dumb. I mean, he's smart, but he's such a creep, such a jerk. And that kind of hostile attitude toward the witness, I don't think is going to appeal to the vast majority of Americans. Maybe it's appealing to their QAnon base, which they seem to be feeding yesterday with all this stuff about child porn. But for most folks, still decent folks in this country watching that, I can't believe that they were viewing that inquisition with anything but disgust, which is what I saw it as.
I still can't give them credit and say that they're smart. I can give them the credit and say that they're evil.
Well, you can be smart and evil. I mean, look at Henry Kissinger. I mean, he was smart and evil.
Yes, wasn't, and he was part of that Hillary crowd.
Hillary did like Henry Kissinger, which was appalling. Kissinger was responsible for hundreds of thousands of people in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia dying. Him and Nixon.
Yeah, well, most people don't remember that, apparently. I mean,
and they don't remember the Iraq War when George W. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld led us into an immoral war, a war of choice. That's what Putin's war in Ukraine is, too, a war of choice.
He was funny, though, remember? Looking under the chair, nothing under here. And people thought that was cute and funny. A president isn't supposed to be funny about people dying. That's one thing about Obama I can give him credit for, is that I actually believe he had a heart and a soul. I don't think he was going to be able to move this country without, millions and millions of people getting up and making it happen. But I still don't. I'm pissed at Obama.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about President Obama. I admired his intelligence. I admired his class. He wasn't goofing around.
No.
He wasn't, going to war and then saying, watch my golf shot here as I tee off like George W. Bush was.
Well, and the Progressive Caucus was even smaller then, right? So no matter what, That wasn't going to get done.
No, but he could have done a lot more. He could have done a lot more about Wall Street.
He could have came to Wisconsin during the protests.
Well, that was the biggest thing. I mean, when he was campaigning, remember, he said the first time around,
I'll get my shoes on.
I'll get my walking shoes on and join every picket line there is by organized labor. And then we had the uprising here that you and I were involved in, and a lot of our listeners here were involved in a couple times. And where was Obama? He never showed up. And I heard that Biden wanted to show up. But Biden was told by Obama's chief of staff, don't go. You can't go to Wisconsin. So
yeah, political fallout. We'll lose more. We lose every damn time.
All this little political calculus when, you know, you should have done what you said you were going to do and what was the right thing to do, which was to come here and support organized labor because we needed support. We needed to defeat Scott Walker. We needed to take him out while he was down politically and instead, you know, he became a hero, not only of the Republicans here in Wisconsin, but of the whole right-wing movement in this country, and we're still facing the consequences of that.
Well, my grandkids are facing the consequences of it.
Yeah.
For an entire lifetime, unless we do something about it. I mean, they've already been living it.
But it doesn't have to be a lifetime. I mean, and you know, we can move history if we all get involved in it. But, yeah, we've been through a counter-revolution here. We shouldn't doubt it.
I'm probably going to run into you tomorrow at the Capitol, don't you think?
Tomorrow's a tough day for me. I got to go to a memorial service for a friend.
Oh, I'll cover it for you then.
Yeah.
Branchin.
But there is a ridiculous hearing by Janelle Branchin, who is still a denier about what happened on November 2020. She doesn't think Biden's our legitimate president.
T-Rex Branchin. We'll be right back. Gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man, but it's sure.